Estonian government rules out tighter gambling laws. The Estonian government has made it clear that it will not implement stricter regulations on the gambling sector, citing the significant tax revenue generated by the industry. According to the country's Ministry of Finance, Estonia will not tighten its regulatory framework, as this could lead to reduced tax receipts. Instead, the focus will be on clarifying existing laws while ensuring that gambling taxes continue to fund cultural and sports programs. Quote, "A gambling tax is a vital contribution to Estonian sports and culture. Tightening the rules may serve to reduce the number of operators and, consequently, reduce tax revenues. The stance has been to clarify rather than restrict regulations." Rainer Osenik, head of financial intelligence policy at Estonia Finance Ministry. Over the years, there have been growing concerns about rising gambling addiction, the exposure of children to gambling, and advertising tactics that blur the lines between leisure activities and gambling in Estonia. According to a study in 2024, 112,000 people in Estonia, or 11% of the population, are at risk of gambling addiction. Government reviewing gaming policies. However, while the Estonian government is not taking drastic measures, it is reassessing its policies on casino product placement, age restrictions for gamblers, and prize regulations. In Estonia, land-based casinos do not have a minimum age limit for skill games such as poker, but online players must be at least 21 years old to participate in similar games. The Tax and Customs Board, MTA, disagrees with this restriction, arguing that it is disproportionate compared to other forms of gambling, especially considering the relatively low prize amounts of the skill games. Another topic on the table is the extension of the maximum self-exclusion period for problem gamblers, which currently stands at 3 years. Some policymakers propose increasing the self-exclusion period to provide better protection. The Ministry of Finance will continue to solicit feedback from stakeholders as it considers potential legislative changes. The review process, which started this month, will end in April. The ministry will then begin drafting a bill, slated to be ready by mid-2026.